Chapter 5. Mary Magdalene, the Beatitudes of Christ. There were so many women named Mary in Israel that even the Bible can't keep them straight. For almost one quarter of them were called Mary, or a derivative of Mary. In ancient biblical times, people of the same name were usually identified by adding either the name of their father or the town or area from which they came. Thus we have Mary Magdalene, or Mary of Magdala, and Mary of Bethany, and James the son of Zebedee, and James the son of Alphaeus, as examples of this form of identification. I mention this because for years the Catholic Church associated Mary Magdalene as both a sinner and the one who anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped them clean with her hair, as well as the adulterer whom Christ saved, as put forth in John 8:3-11. They were completely wrong in all of these portrayals. Most scholars now believe that Mary Magdalene was none of the women mentioned, and that indeed the previous two portrayals are of two entirely different women. Mary of Bethany was the sister of Lazarus and Martha, and is believed by scholars to have been the sinner who anointed Christ's head and feet with expensive oil, as portrayed in Matthew 26:7-13, and Luke 7:37-49, and John 11:1-2. The Bible does not mention what kind of sinner she was, but most Christian scholars say she was a prostitute. The woman who is the adulterer in John 8:3-11 is unnamed and has no viable connection with Mary Magdalene or Mary of Bethany, and is therefore an unnamed third woman. Now, why would the church associate Mary Magdalene with being a sinner and person of ill repute? Perhaps the church knew what I know and wanted to hide the fact of the marriage and devotion between Jesus and Mary Magdalene for fear that it would take away from his divinity. The church also didn't want women in prominence and certainly didn't want her to be a true helper or partner or even the head disciple as well as his wife. The early church's efforts certainly had their effect. For although the church has recently absolved Mary Magdalene from the ignominious edict of Pope Gregory I in 591 AD and considers her a saint, that edict forever put forth the image that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute and sinner, and many Christians still hold to that belief.